Greetings, readers. Welcome to the August edition of Library News. Ready, Set, Adventure, our youth summer reading program, has been very busy this summer. They have been learning so much, creating the cutest crafts, and making some delicious food. These fun summer activities will wind down this month, so stay tuned for new and exciting programming this fall. STEM with the library and LEAP students is still going strong. In July, the participants worked with robots, learned about engineering by creating towers and chains out of random materials, and took part in an egg drop. The last session of summer STEM for teens will be August 11th.
The library would like to thank the wonderful teacher externs, Hannah and Julia, as well as the fabulous Summer Vistas, Taryn and Ellie. They are all completing their time here with the library in August. They were such a tremendous addition to the library for the summer. They helped out with the summer reading program, STEM with the library programs, outreach visits to public libraries, and other library duties. We wish them well and hope to see them around. We have some exciting news from the Braille Challenge National Finals this summer. Iowa's very own Nathan D. received first place in the varsity division and the Harley Fetterman Award for Excellence in Charts and Graphs. Congratulations, Nathan.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded from Bard last month. 19 Minutes to Live, Helicopter Combat in Vietnam, DB108261 by Lou Jennings. Over 12,000 helicopters were used in Vietnam War, which is why it became known as the Helicopter War. Almost half of the helicopters, 5,086, were lost. Helicopter pilots and crews accounted for nearly 10% of all the U.S. casualties suffered in Vietnam, with nearly 5,000 killed and an untold number of wounded. Lou Jennings flew over 700 Air Cavalry Cobra gunship helicopter missions and received 3 Distinguished Flying Crosses for Valor. This memoir describes firsthand the harrowing experiences of helicopter pilots and crews in combat operations from the far south to the DMZ, including the infamous Oshawa Valley, Hamburger Hill, LZ Airborne, and others. 19 Minutes to Live illustrates the incredible courage and determination of helicopter pilots and crews supporting those heroes that carried a rucksack and a rifle in Vietnam. Three Ordinary Girls, the remarkable story of three Dutch teenagers who became spies, saboteurs, Nazi assassin, and WW2 heroes. DB108235 by Tim Brady. May 10, 1940, the Netherlands was swarming with Third Reich troops. In 7 days, it's entirely occupied by Nazi Germany. Joining a small resistance cell in the Dutch city of Haarlem were 3 teenage girls, Anna Schaeft and sisters Truus and Freddy Oversteeg, who would soon band together to form a singular female underground squad. Smart, fiercely political, devoted solely to the cause, and with nothing to lose but their own lives, Anna, Truus, and Freddy took terrifying direct action against Nazi targets. That included sheltering, fleeing Jews, political dissidents, and Dutch resistors. They sabotaged bridges and railways and donned disguises to lead children from probable internment and concentration camps to safe houses. They covertly transported weapons and set military facilities ablaze, and they carried out the assassinations of German soldiers and traitors on public streets and in private traps, with the courage of veteran guerrilla fighters and the cunning of seasoned spies. Tim Brady offers a never-before-seen perspective of the Dutch resistance during the war, of lives under threat, of how these courageous young women became involved in the underground, and of how their dedication evolved into dangerous, life-threatening missions on behalf of Dutch patriots, regardless of the consequences. Tiger in the Sea, The Ditching of Flying Tiger 923 and the Desperate Struggle for Survival, DB108279 by Eric Linder. September 1962, on a moonless night over the raging Atlantic Ocean, 1,000 miles from land, the engines of Flying Tiger Flight 923 to Germany burst into flames, one by one. Pilot John Murray didn't have long before the plane crashed headlong into the 20-foot waves at 120 miles per hour. As the 4 flight attendants donned life vests, collected sharp objects, and explained how to brace for a ferocious impact. 68 passengers clung to their seats. They all expected to die. Murray radioed out Mayday as he attempted to fly down through gale-force winds into rough waters, hoping the plane didn't break apart when it hit the sea. Only a handful of ships could pick up the distress calls so far from land. Dozens of other ships and planes from 9 countries abruptly changed course or scrambled from Canada, Iceland, Ireland, Scotland, and Cornwall, all racing to the rescue, but they would take hours or days to arrive. Could Murray do what no pilot had ever done, land a commercial airliner at night in a violent sea without everyone dying? And if he did, would rescuers find any survivors before they drowned or died from hypothermia in the icy water?
Eddie, The Life and Times of America's Preeminent Bad Boy, DB107508, Kenneth Osmond, Christopher J. Lynch. Memoir of the actor who played Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver from 1957 to 1963. He shares what it was like to play a character who was the poster child for sneaky, rotten kids everywhere. He also discussed his post-acting career as an LAPD police officer. Some strong language. The Secret History of Food. Strange but True Stories About the Origin of Everything We Eat. DB107700. Matt Siegel. Former English professor Siegel examines the lesser-known history of foods, such including olive oil, vanilla, ice cream, and tomatoes. Siegel draws on sources including medieval food-related manuscripts, ancient Chinese scrolls, and obscure culinary journals to recount both myths and realities around the foods. Freezing Order, a true story of money laundering, murder, and surviving Vladimir Putin's wrath. DB108268. Bill Browder. Following his explosive number one New York Times bestseller, Red Notice, Bill Browder returns with another gripping thriller chronicling how he exposed Vladimir Putin's campaign to steal and launder hundreds of billions of dollars from Russia, and how Putin is willing to kill anyone who stands in his way. When Browder's young Russian lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, was beaten to death in a Moscow jail in 2009, Browder cast aside his business career and made it his life's mission to pursue justice for Sergei. One of the first steps of that mission was to uncover who had killed Sergei and profited from the $230 million corruption scheme that he had exposed. As Browder and his team tracked the money that flowed out of Russia, through the Baltics and Cyprus and onto Western Europe and the Americas, they discovered that Vladimir Putin himself was one of the beneficiaries of the crime. After Western law enforcement agencies began freezing the money, Putin retaliated. He and his cronies set honey traps for Browder, hired agents to chase him around the globe, and murdered more of Browder's Russian allies, and enlisted some of the West's top lawyers and politicians in an attempt to bring Browder down. Putin will stop at nothing to protect his wealth and power. As Freezing Order reveals, Browder's campaign was the main impetus for Putin's intervention in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. At once a financial caper, an international adventure, and a passionate plea for justice, Freezing Order is a stirring morality tale about how one man can take on one of the most dangerous and ruthless villains in the world.
There are places in the world where rules are less important than kindness and other thoughts on physics, philosophy, and the world. DB108234 by Carlo Rovelli, Simon Carnell, and Erica Sergey. A delightful intellectual feast from the best-selling author of 7 brief lessons on physics and the order of time. One of the world's most prominent physicists and fearless free spirit, Carlo Rovelli is a masterful storyteller. His best-selling books have introduced millions of readers to the wonders of modern physics and his singular perspective on the cosmos. This new collection of essays reveals a curious intellect always on the move. Rovelli invites us on an accessible and enlightening voyage through science, literature, philosophy, and politics. Written with his usual clarity and wit, this journey ranges widely across time and space, from Newton's alchemy to Einstein's mistakes, from Nabokov's lepidopterology to Dante's cosmology, from mind-altering psychedelic substances to the meaning of atheism, from the future of physics to the power of uncertainty. Charming, pithy, and elegant, this book is the perfect gateway to the universe of one of the most influential minds of our age. In Search of Wisdom, Life-Changing Truths in the Book of Proverbs, DB 108290, by Joyce Meyer. The Book of Proverbs is a treasure trove of spiritual and practical wisdom that equips us to live our best lives. Knowledge is important, but if it isn't converted into action, it fails to create transformational change in our lives. It is important to gain a thoughtful and practical understanding of the seven foundational principles in the Book of Proverbs: wisdom, understanding, prudence, knowledge, discretion, discernment, and fear of the Lord. If we desire to possess these qualities, we must make a commitment to a deeper understanding and implementation of these values in our daily lives. Featuring inspiring questions to promote thoughtful reflection, In Search of Wisdom will enlighten you with God's understanding and teach you the foundational principles and secure God's help in practicing them. Be My Baby, a Memoir, DB 108217, by Ronnie Spector, Vince Waldron, and Keith Richards. Memoir of a former member of 1960s girl group, the Ronettes. The author's first collaboration with producer Phil Spector, Be My Baby, shot Ronnie and the Ronettes to stardom. She tells how her voice would soon be silenced by Spector, how she had to escape her prison-like marriage and wrest back control of her life, her music, and her legacy. A History of the 20th Century, DB 108226, by Martin Gilbert. Martin Gilbert, author of the multi-volume biography of Winston Churchill and other brilliant works of history, chronicles world events year by year from the dawn of aviation to the flourishing technology age, taking us through World War I to the inauguration of Franklin Roosevelt as the President of the United States and Hitler as Chancellor of Germany. He continues on to document wars in South Africa, China, Ethiopia, Spain, Korea, Vietnam, and Bosnia, as well as apartheid, the arms race, the moon landing, and the beginnings of the computer age, while interspersing the influence of art, literature, music, and religion throughout this vivid work. A rich, textured look at war, celebration, suffering, life, death, and renewal in the century gone by, this volume is nothing less than extraordinary.
The D-List is back. D-List stands for Digital List Including Special Titles. D-List allows the library to highlight audiobooks found in the library collection on various topics. This summer's D-List is focusing on travel. Contact the library to get signed up, and we will send you special cartridges with books dedicated to travel, exotic destinations, and guides to satisfy your wanderlust. Do you have questions about BARD or want to know more about it? NLS is hosting mini, as in small, BARD trainings the second Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Please contact us and we will get you the login information.
Don't forget about the NLS Braille On Demand pilot project. This project allows active Iowa Library for the Blind patrons to request and receive up to one hard copy Braille title per month to keep for personal use. NLS must have an electronic version of a title in order to emboss it, so requested titles will be limited to Braille books that are currently available on BARD. Some older titles may not be available. The maximum number of books you may request is one per month. Only complete titles will be distributed. Please be considerate and only request those books you intend to read multiple times and have room to store. The form to request a Braille On Demand book can be found at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/NLS Braille On Demand. Patrons may complete the form themselves or contact their network library for assistance. They may also contact NLS Reference at nlsref@loc.gov for assistance in completing the form. Please let us know here at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled if you have any questions or need assistance completing the form.
On Friday, July 29th, the library participated in STEAM on the Ridge in the Oak Ridge neighborhood in Des Moines. This event provided students in grades K through 8 with different STEAM-related activities. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. We had a great time connecting with the kids and showing them all about Braille.
Here are some ongoing events and programs at the library. IDB Read on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. The Library Chat Podcast. Last month, we talked about BARD and the popular books downloaded from BARD last month. And if you're in the Des Moines area on Saturday, August 20th, don't forget to visit the library's booth at the downtown farmers market between 7 a.m. and noon. Also, save the date. On Saturday, September 24th, the library is hosting a fall festival at the Iowa Department for the Blind in Des Moines. The festival will include a STEM fest and an author visit from Reed Forgrave, author of the book Love Zach, Small Town Football and the Life and Death of an American Boy. Stay tuned for more information. And last but not least, library news can now be found on Newsline. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!